Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. Oh, my gosh. It would not let me call in on my regular line, so I hope this is audible for you guys. I'm here to cover the week of September 9th through the 17th. And we have a lot of personal planetary energy kicking in this week. And I'm going to tell you about it. First, though, I want to share something. I shared this over on Facebook, so I know a lot of you guys aren't on there. So I just wanted to share something I got excited about this week. So it's always good to have something positive. There is a new soap out there that is the Zodiac soap, all 12 signs. And this company that is making them, they're all natural, and so they're good for the body and good for the environment and made with a lot of love. I happen to know one of these women, and so it's really exciting. And so I wanted to share it with you guys because where we can do something positive to support small businesses that are making something cool and groovy like this, and I have a set. Then it's cool. So you guys can find this at goldengoddess.biz. They have it featured on their main homepage. And so that's golden, G-O-L-D-E-N, goddess, G-O-D-D-E-S-S, .biz, B-I-Z. And see what you guys think. I thought it was really cool for gift giving and all, and just, you know, having a set for yourself, which I do. All right, guys. So anyways, let's look at what is going on for our week ahead. We have a very active solar energy on Tuesday and Thursday. Those days will be days when you're going to be showing up and getting more physically involved in Virgo themes. Or there's something personal, maybe your name is being signed to something, or maybe your image or brand or title, you know, thing about you is there in the mix. So when we're talking about Virgo, this could be showing up for something health-related, something for the animals, something for work, something involving paperwork or with coworkers or hired help. So on Tuesday, it's really about the one-on-one with you and somebody else about this. You might be dealing with an institution in the mix. You might be dealing with the artistic side of things or research that's been involved going on there. And so there's like a balance here with you and another person about what's happening. There could be a spiritual side to what's going on. Perhaps, you know, you're taking that approach with your health or with your animal. So one-on-one on Tuesday, and then on Thursday, there's an adjustment to make, maybe something coming up online or with a group or some kind of social scenario, some give and take in that story. And then there is this really powerful flow to Pluto. So, you know, some kind of financial goal being met or set or in, you know, harmonic with what you're doing, or something about the big powerful change you're trying to invoke here. Something going deeper, something transforming. Could be something sexual. Maybe there's like a coworker fling. I don't know. Could be something reproductive, maybe with the pets. Could involve a boss, some higher up authority figure you're dealing with. So that's kind of in a groove for you. So expect that Tuesday and Thursday are important days for showing up for these stories. Venus is changing signs in our week ahead. She is moving into Scorpio on Friday the 10th, and she's going to be touring through this sign until October 7th. So we have just about 4 weeks of her in this sign. Now, Scorpio is Venus's sign of detriment. What does that mean? Well, it's the opposite sign of the first sign that she rules. So, you know, she rules Taurus, and so opposite that is Scorpio. So she's a little uncomfortable in Scorpio. Why? Well, because Venus is, you know, Venus wants to have fun. Venus wants to, you know, enjoy the love affair, enjoy the pleasures of life, enjoy, you know, the money she's making, focus on the beauty. She has a lighter approach, and Scorpio is very intense and deep. And so we really want to be aware of where we're going with this, okay, because we can use this in a great way if we're aware of the pitfalls of having Venus in Scorpio. Venus in Scorpio, what are the pitfalls? The pitfalls are that we can become obsessive, controlling, manipulative, jealous. That doesn't sound fun and light and fluffy, does it? It can be very deep. It can really kind of go into this heavy vibe. And, you know, obviously Scorpio rules all the other financial assets, triangles, third-party situations that are going to get into the mix and what's happening sexually, intimately. And so if we allow this to kind of go into the scarier side of this energy, then we're not going to have a whole lot of fun with Venus and Scorpio. If we stay on the positive side, it is transformative. We can kind of like balance out, you know, the heavier side of this. Oh, yes, we want that deeper intimacy now. Let's not be jealous getting there, right? We want that shared financial resource and working that out with that third-party situation. And so we need to balance that against what we're doing to make money and all this. And I can tell you by looking at these alignments that are going to be coming up with Venus as she moves over these next almost 4 weeks, it's going to be the most challenging in the beginning, now through the 23rd of September, okay? So she moves in on Friday. On the 17th, a week after she moves in, she is going to square Saturn. So, you know, something is testing her with this new placement, right? So it could be about a commitment. It could be about the time available or involved. It could be about limits, responsibilities, endings, ambitions. And, you know, Saturn is all focused on, hey, these are my aspirations, or this is, you know, this is impacting my freedom, or I need more freedom here, or this is about, you know, what's going on online or with a group or, you know, in that social sphere. So we're going to need to be very aware that Saturn is kind of, you know, can be a downer under a square like this. And so the 17th, you know, whatever this obstacle is that comes up, don't go into the challenging side of Venus. Stay in the light with Venus and just try to very, you know, Saturn's very cut and dry, black and white kind of energy, you know. So just look at whatever this issue is and then work your way through it. By the 23rd, we have Venus opposing Uranus. So this doesn't have to be a challenge. It probably is, but it doesn't have to be. It could be something exciting. You know, Uranus by itself just needs something suddenly changing, some kind of something you didn't expect being tossed into the mix, some last-minute thing. And in an opposition, it's likely between you and this other person. And so you're kind of trying to figure out what's going on last minute involving the way you're being valued or how your values align or what's happening with money or purchases or products or possessions. Let's say you have some romantic tryst that you're getting away with or getting away to with Venus and Scorpio, right? And there's going to be this sexy thing. Well, then at the last minute, you know, you forget your wallet on the way to the hotel, or you forget, you know, or they double book you, or, you know, it could be some kind of crazy thing like that. So there is that kind of wild card on the 23rd, kind of roll with the punches. And then after that, we're going to have some really nice alignments. On the 29th, Venus is going to harmonize with Neptune. This brings in a lot of dreamy, romantic, spiritual, artistic energy into the flow. Can bring some good harmony with the institutions or the research if this is a financial thing, you know. And then on the 30th, the next day, Venus is going to square Jupiter. Well, squares are frictional, but Venus and Jupiter together, that just means, wow, we're really kind of going over the top here. There's something really big here in the mix that's making us feel really good that we're going for, you know. And then by October 1st, 2nd, it's really late on the 1st, early in the 2nd, so you might feel it on the build-up day on the 1st, you might feel it on the day releasing itself on the 2nd or both days. There's an opportunity alignment to Pluto. So, again, something powerfully transforming, going deeper, becoming more intimate or focused on those financial aspects and the goals that you have. And then by October 7th, Venus exits this territory. So we're heading into very deep, deep stuff. If you've been, you know, kind of flirting and in a light love affair, all of a sudden it becomes very deep and intense. If you've been in a romance where there's been some concern about, you know, affairs or jealousy, it's going to amplify. If this is about you trying to seek, you know, some kind of income situation, third parties are going to be where it's at, you know, those people that can kind of point you in the right direction. So you guys get the idea. So we have that starting on Friday the 10th. Then on Tuesday the 14th, Mars is heading into Libra. Guess what? This is the sign of Mars's detriment as well. So, you know, Mars rules Aries and opposite Aries is Libra. And so Mars isn't the happiest in Libra. Why? Because Mars is a warrior. He wants to go fight things through and make things happen, charge in, you know, guns blazing, although I know you're not supposed to use any of these words anymore in our free speech society. But, you know, so Mars is fired up, man, and he wants to make things happen. And Libra is that sign of balance and higher aesthetics and everything's, they're seeking harmony and peace, you know. And here we have Mars trying to, you know, fire up Libra. So, you know, we're going to have to realize that we can make things happen over these next, you know, around 7 weeks. Mars is going to be here until October 30th. So we can definitely make things happen, but as we're taking action, that scale, that balance has to be there in the situation, and you're going to have to deal with whatever that is, which, you know, hopefully this is a really good thing considering how insane the world is right now, right? Now, the challenging part of this is that Libra, you know, well, on the positive, Libra rules our partners in romance, our partners in business, our clients, our specialists, experts, agents, attorneys, specialists, you know, did I say that one? all those key relationships that are important in our life. And so Mars is going to get us really busy with these people. The challenging part is Libra also rules competitors, opponents, and open enemies. And so Mars will also be trying to, you know, rile that thing up, right? So hopefully there's not a lot of those people in your life. Definitely is going to be a time when you're going to want to avoid people that seem to be that way. And I'm going to tell you the big day you're going to want to avoid with these people as I go through the dates here. But overall, we have some really good alignments with Mars coming up, except for the one really scary one. So we're going to lean into the positive side of this, really time to connect with other people. And don't get frustrated. You know, when we have a planet in detriment, we can get frustrated because, again, Mars wants to make it happen yesterday. Libra is saying, okay, we can make it happen. Does this side and that side, are they balanced? Is it fair? Is it equitable? You know, is it beautiful? Is there peace? You know? And so you just have to give it that little bit of time to figure that side of things out as you go barreling into things, right, with these people. So we start this process on Tuesday the 14th as Mars moves in. On the 25th, Mars will be forming a harmonic with Saturn, helping to bring structure around something that we're doing or get that support that we need or put in the time or, you know, set a goal or go after a goal and, you know, really look at those commitments and all of that serious side of Saturn, right? And so again, because it's in Aquarius, this could play into our original ideas or projects, our freedoms, our aspirations, our social alignments, and what's happening on the internet, these kind of things. But this one is supportive. On October 9th, Mercury and Mars will meet each other on the same degree in Libra. So I look at that as an important kind of pivotal day. when you hear something that's going to let you know what's happening with this person that you're involved in with, right? Or when you have that important talk or meeting, maybe you're going to meet somebody brand new on that day, right? Could be a day when there is something about the sale or something in writing, you know, so you're going to kind of feel out whatever this might be. Obviously, Mercury will be in retrograde, so probably something from the past that you're trying to, you know, communicate about or figure something out about on that day. Then on the 18th, we have, October 18th, we have Mars in harmony with Jupiter. So we might see the legal documents coming into play or the travel plans, educational pursuits, media interests, ceremonies, you know, and again, around aspirations and social or online scenarios. So really in flow once again. So the challenging day with Mars is going to be October 21st when Mars will square Pluto. Mars squaring Pluto is always a dangerous combination no matter what signs there. It's a little bit, hopefully, I don't know. On the one hand, I would say maybe it'll be a little less dangerous because it's in its detriment, but then again, it's in the sign of enemies and opponents and all that. So we're going to take it seriously. We're going to be really careful on the 21st, obviously on the 20th and the build-up to this because Mars loves to come early. With anybody that might be aggressive or violent, and not, you know, don't poke the bear on those 2 days. Don't be poking people. Don't be pushing buttons, okay? This can be very intense. And, that's really all I'm going to say about that. You know, it can be a very dangerous, very violent kind of energy. If you're using this in a positive way, then you're kind of looking at what you're putting forward with that key person you're dealing with, and what that powerful goal is or what authority figure you're dealing with who's throwing something up in the path that needs to be dealt with. For some of you guys, might be career-related. And again, Pluto is always, you know, it's about the power in the situation or what's evolving and changing, what's happening with finances, sex, death, birth, divorce, third parties, you know. So we have this big, you know, scrunchy day on October 21st with that. And then on October 30th, Mars heads into Sagittarius. So there you have it. Overall, most of these aspects are really helping us in both these areas. Just be aware of, you know, the side of it that can frustrate and the few days there that I gave you guys where you're just going to want to tiptoe through those days as best you can. All right, so let's look at the signs for Aries. Definitely Tuesday and Thursdays are days to show up in this week ahead. For work or health or animals or any paperwork, coworkers or hired help, definitely one-on-ones on Tuesday that can help you get into some kind of flow. And then on Thursday, be adaptive when it comes to, you know, anything online with friends or aspirations, but then look to see that kind of power alignment happening when it comes to the goal you have in mind or that higher-up person involved in the story. When it comes to Venus going into Scorpio, Aries, straight up, you know, this is the zone for you of sex and intimacy, triangles and jealousy, reproduction and birth, death, divorce, and then all the financial topics, right? So you are going to see that if you are entering into a love affair or you're already in a love affair over these 4 weeks, definitely going to be more intense, deeper, you know, you could get pregnant if that's, you know, if you're in that stage of life, you could take your love affair into a much deeper place together, or you could find yourself very jealous and possessive and, you know, dealing with triangles. So you want to lean into the positive side of that. And financially, you know, it is saying kind of look at where you are with your debt, your inheritance, your bankruptcy, your taxes, your insurance, your investments, your settlements, your alimony, any kind of outside financial resource, and what's going on with your personal income and find your balance there and what it is you need to do about that. And then definitely those key dates I gave at the top of the show for when this is going to be playing out for you. And with your ruler, Mars in Libra, you are definitely entering relationship territory, Aries. So for the next almost 7 weeks, this is all about getting busy with romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, and the like. Most of this is really working for you. Watch out for that October 21st date. Otherwise, you have some really good key days in play here to take action with these people, to express more passion with these people, and, you know, make some things move along, you know. So this could be new people coming into play for the Aries, or it could just be really getting busy with the people in your life already. So that there you have it. That starts on Tuesday the 14th. All right, for Taurus, the solar energy on Tuesday and Thursday the 14th and 16th, this is putting a big spotlight on you guys when it comes to creative endeavors. The kids, your love life or lover or recreational pursuits. And so you seem to be showing up for one of those topics on Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday, it puts you one-on-one, you know, in a social setting or with friends or online or, you know, pursuing an aspiration in one of those arenas. And on Thursday, it asks you to make some adjustments with the personal goal or career or authority figure, but then puts you into like a powerful flow with this involving, you know, something that you're going after financially or sexually or with third parties that involves travel, distance, legal, educational, media, or ceremonial interests. So those 2 days, showing up, getting involved there. And with your ruler, Venus, heading into Scorpio on Friday the 10th, Taurus, this is meaning that the next 4 weeks are really going to be focused on Venus with your relationships. So, you know, either you are one-on-one with people in love, or you are one-on-one with people about making money or about beauty or pleasure. It doesn't sound too bad, does it, Taurus? And so, you know, it's about your romantic partners, your business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your advocates. And obviously, look at the dates I gave at the top of the show. You have a couple challenging ones at the beginning, and then you move into some really good stuff, it looks like. And you've got 4 weeks of this until October 7th. Now, with Mars moving into Libra for Taurus over the next close to 7 weeks, up until October 30th, you're going to have a lot more going on one-on-one with people about your work or your health or your animals or about coworkers, hired help, paperwork, cleaning, organizing, that kind of thing. And so Mars is definitely going to stimulate you to be more driven in these areas, to want to get in there and partner with people about it or see specialists about it or, you know, hire help about it, you know, one-on-one, right? And you have a lot of really good dates. You definitely want to be careful of October 21st, okay? But other than that, looks like a lot happening there and you're going to get busy. All right, for Gemini. Gemini, okay. So the solar energy, very busy on Tuesday and Thursday, the 14th and 16th, going to put you guys front and center at home or about your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or maybe involved with family, a parent, a roommate, your history, your ancestry, right? So right there at the root of the chart. So you're showing up, you're physically involved, or maybe your name is going on something or your title or brand or whatever. So on Tuesday, you're one-on-one with an authority figure about it, or there's something you're focused on, a goal with this other person about it, dealing with the research or the institution there or the artistry involved, right? And by Thursday, you're making an adjustment involving the legal, travel, educational, media, or ceremonial side of things. and then finding yourself in this really powerful flow that is financial, sexual, or third party that is working along with what you're trying to show up and do there with the property or the family or the history, et cetera. Now, as far as Venus moving into Scorpio for Gemini, this starts on Friday the 10th and runs until October 7th. And so you are now going to see a lot more focus on making money through your job or the pursuit of different work gigs or doing things with coworkers or hired help or maybe some paperwork that you're involved in. Or you're going to be focused on the side of Venus that is about love, you know, or beauty or enjoyment, right, and seeking that out through your work, through your health. Through what you're doing with animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. Venus in this territory should help smooth some things out there, although there are a couple hurdles to get by on the 17th and 23rd, and then you're going to move into much smoother territory. So, you know, you have to deal with whatever the obstacle is there in the beginning, but then you're going to be, you know, in your groove with it. So, there you have it. And then with Mars moving into Libra, Gemini, it's about to get really fired up with your love life or lover, your kids, your creative projects or recreational pursuits. You definitely want to lean into the motivation of Mars, the drive and passion of Mars, and steer clear of the anger and fights of Mars, because you could really make some things happen creatively over these next weeks all the way until October 30th. Or you could express a lot more passion with your lover, you know, that kind of thing, and really enjoy this. So, you know, most of the dates when this is, you know, well, it's in play the whole time, obviously, but there are key dates that are going to stand out. Most of them are pretty good, but you definitely want to be aware of October 21st when we do have that really intense square between Mars and Pluto, and watch the jealousy possessive side of that, or, you know, something in the financial realm or third party realm that might be testing you in one of those stories on that day. All right. For Cancer, the solar energy is very active on Tuesday and Thursday, the 14th and 16th in our week ahead. So you guys are either, you know, actively involved in something local or taking a short trip, maybe focused on your vehicles, electronics, your brothers, sisters, or neighbors, maybe a move for some of you Cancers, or it's more in the cerebral side of this, which means you might be in important talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions, flirtations, right? So show up for it, Cancer. On Tuesday the 14th, this puts you one-on-one with somebody over, you know, the legal thing in the mix, or the travel plans, or the educational pursuit, or the media or ceremonial side of what's going on. And then on Thursday, you're making some kind of adjustment financially, sexually, or with a third party, but then you are in a very powerful alignment with a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an advocate, you know, again, financially, sexually, third party, but in flow for you on that day. All right. So Venus going into Scorpio on Friday the 10th and traveling there all the way until October 7th for Cancer. This is Venus arriving in your zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So ever wondered why those Cancers are so deep and intense when it comes to love? It's because it's the Scorpio part of their chart. So, you know, Venus here is definitely going to be attracting more pleasure, more fun, more love in the love life and with the kids, and definitely can bring the income flow to the creative projects or the enjoyment of what you're doing creatively or recreationally. So it overall is a very fun influence to have there, Cancer, but there are the obstacles to overcome, especially on the 17th and then possibly on the 23rd, but then you get into your flow the rest of the time. So just be showing up and dealing with it as it arrives and then move forward. And then when it comes to Mars and Libra, Mars moves into Libra on Tuesday the 14th and will be there all the way until the end of October on the 30th. And so Cancer, this is a whole heck of a lot going on at home or about your home, about a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or about your family, parent, or roommate. And so you're ready to, you know, get busy, make things happen. You might be bringing in a specialist. You might be signing a mortgage or a lease, you know, a legal thing with a, you know, a specialist who's helping you or an attorney. You might be, you know, hiring somebody to help you move. You might be, you know, it's those one-on-one relationships and getting very fired up and busy about making things happen in those home, property, family arenas over these next weeks. And this looks like it's all in really good flow for you all except for the challenging day that everybody has on October 21st. You definitely want to be careful of one of those key individuals on that day because, you know, we're going to have the square to Pluto. There is something going on that day that tests and could be, you know, challenging. So definitely watch out for that one. All right. For Leo, the solar energy in the week ahead is very active on Tuesday and Thursday, the 14th and 16th. Leo, you want to show up on those days to make money or to make purchases or to do something with your products or your possessions. Might involve you being physically there, might involve your brand, your image, your name, your title, you know, something about you in the mix. On Tuesday, it puts you in there one-on-one with another person financially or intimately, sexually, or with third parties. And on Thursday, the 16th, it asks for some give and take when it comes to a partner, client, specialist, agent, or attorney, or competitor, or advocate, somebody like that. But then it puts you into this really powerful flow financially, sexually, third party that has to do with the work involved or the paperwork involved, the health, the animals, the coworkers, the hired help, something kind of in flow in a powerful way there. Now with Venus moving into Scorpio, for Leo, this begins on Friday the 10th and it's going to be there until October 7th. And so this brings more focus on love, money, beauty, pleasure in the home, or tied to a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or involving your family, your roommates, your parents. And so you're definitely going to want to enjoy yourself more there. There's going to be that lighter vibe, but deep and tense in Scorpio, right? And you have to get past the obstacle first. So definitely a challenge on the 17th with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, somebody like that. And then on the 23rd, maybe, depending on which way it goes, but there's something unexpected last minute involving a goal in the mix. But then you're really into the flow on the rest of the dates I gave for that. And as far as Mars moving into Libra on Tuesday the 14th for Leo, this is really going to rev up a lot more going on with your talks and meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, auditions, offers, decisions, as well as physically, Leo, you could get a lot busier in your local neighborhood, community, short trips to nearby places with your vehicles, your electronics, your siblings, your neighbors, your moves, ton more going on here. You're going to feel very driven, very motivated, very passionate in the way that you're communicating or about your commerce or these community activities, et cetera. And there's a lot of really good alignments happening with this, all except for you want to be careful on up October 21st when we will have the square to Pluto where something very intense comes up about health or animals or work, paperwork, coworkers, hired help that you're going to need to deal with on that day. All right, for Virgo, Okay, the solar energy is focused on you guys on Tuesday and Thursday in our week ahead, the 14th and 16th. So, Virgo, these are great days for you to just show up in situations where you want to stand out, get noticed, make it about you and your interests. If you're trying to do something about your image, your brand, your name, your title, your body, something personal to you, then those are your key days. Definitely on Tuesday the 14th, puts you in there one-on-one with another person. This could be about artistic, romantic, or spiritual interests with them, or it could be about an institution or the research you're doing with them. And then by Thursday the 16th, there is an adjustment for you to make about work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. But then you move into that very powerful flow that connects to you and something going on in your creative projects, your recreational pursuits, your love life, or with a lover or the kids. Now, with Venus heading into Scorpio on Friday the 10th, Virgo, this kicks off about 4 weeks until October 7th. That is going to mean that you're going to be focusing on Venus topics of love, income, beauty, pleasure happening in your local arena or short trips to nearby places. It's going to be popping up more in your talks and meetings and sales and writing, more in your interviews and auditions, your offers, proposals, and decisions, as well as maybe some of it focused on brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, or electronics and what you're doing. Maybe you'll be writing something that's going to earn you money on the computer, as an example, or flirting with somebody over there, right? So this is amping up for about 4 weeks. You do have the obstacle to get through on the 17th and possibly on the 23rd, but then you are into some really good alignments and grooves, so work through it. And then when it comes to Mars moving into Libra, Mars moves into Libra on Tuesday the 14th and will travel there until October 30th. So this is a lot of action about to really fire up for the Virgos in their income sector with their purchases, possessions, and products. So you're going to be more driven to make things happen there. You're going to get very busy there, have more passion about it, and you just want to kind of steer clear of the fights or anger side of Mars over those subjects, especially on October 21st when it is going to have the one really intense day there. But otherwise, you have some really good flow with this, and it looks like you can make a lot of things happen there. All right, for Libra, the solar energy is active on Tuesday and Thursday in our week ahead on the 14th and the 16th. Libra, these are really good days for you to stand out behind the scenes in some way. So you might really be involved with some kind of artistic project or pursuit. Maybe you're going to put yourself in the theater seat or be front and center making a movie or composing music or going to the concert or whatever you're doing artistically. It could be days when you are, you know, showing up for a romantic tryst or getaway with somebody. Could be spiritual practices, good days for yoga, meditation, prayer, drum circles, whatever you do spiritually. Could be days when you want to show up to the spa, the retreat, the hospital, or some other institution and deal with them. You could be physically going there, or it could be, you know, signing your name to something or looking at what you're doing with your brand or image in the story, something like that. Could be about research that you're involved in. Could be days where the Librans just close the door and say, hey, these are my days to rest and recuperate, and you just stay in bed. That's fine, too, because this is the area for that as well. So on Tuesday, it puts you one-on-one with somebody, and they're kind of there as far as the work, the health, or the paperwork, the animals, the coworker, the hired help in the story. And then on Thursday, you're making an adjustment, some give and take around a creative endeavor, the lover, the kids, or the recreational pursuit, but then getting into a very powerful flow at home or about the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, or the family, the parent, the roommate in that story. So really powerful and in good alignment the rest of the day. Okay, so for Libra, with Venus, your ruler, moving into Scorpio, this starts and runs until October 7th. And Libra, this is definitely going to be a time for focusing on making money, you should find it a little bit easier to attract income. Venus rules income and she's in your income sector, or more enjoyable during this time, or you might decide, hey, I want to find a way to make money that's more enjoyable during this time. There could be some love sparks playing out around what you're doing to make money, or expressing love through gift giving or purchases, products, possessions, making money, sharing love in those realms, all favored over these weeks ahead. You do have the obstacle to get over on the 17th with the lover, the kids, a creative project or something recreational. And then perhaps a challenge could go either way on the 23rd. But then you are moving into some really good stuff for the rest of the time. So just work through it, whatever it is. And then with Mars moving into Libra, for Libra, you guys are about to get fired up. Our Libras are usually so balanced. You are right, guys. So this starts on Tuesday the 14th, and this is going to be there all the way until October 30th. And you haven't had Mars in your sign for a couple years. So it is going to fire you guys up more. It is going to make you feel like getting more physically into life. You might want to start walking around your neighborhood or hiking or swimming or doing something physically active. You might want to do something about your image or brand or name or title or some personal desire that you have. You'll have a lot more passion. And as long as you can stay out of the fighting side of this, should be really good. There's a lot of really good alignments that are going to be playing out over these next 7 weeks with this. Although you do want to take care on October 21st when it will square Pluto and bring some kind of challenge at home or with a move, renovation, real estate deal, roommate, parent, family scenario. So yeah, a little careful there. Maybe, you know, could be something underground, you know, if it has to do with the property, could be something financial there. So anyways, careful on that day. Otherwise, a lot to make happen here. All right, for Scorpio, the solar energy is active on Tuesday and Thursday in our week ahead. That's the 14th and 15th. So those are really standout days for our Scorpios in the social realm. So you guys might want to make an appearance online or get out there with friends or groups or associates, maybe get more involved with astrology or charities, parties, gatherings, events. Or Scorpio could be a day where you're or a couple days where you're standing out when it comes to a personal aspiration or original project. And so on Tuesday the 14th, this puts you one-on-one with somebody else regarding the creative side of things or the love in this equation or the kids or something recreational. And then on Thursday the 16th, there's an adjustment to make involving home, family, real estate, moves, renovations, parents, roommates. But then you're in this very powerful flow that is very communicative or about commerce or about local activities or short trips that should go well for you. Okay. So with Venus moving into Scorpio, for Scorpio, this starts on Friday the 10th, and Venus will be touring through your sign until October 7th. This is lovely for the Scorpios because, you know, it's really kind of attracting others to you even more so. It's bringing the pleasure, the enjoyment, the beauty out around you. It's helping you attract or express and enjoy love or money making more during this time period. And there's a lot of really good alignments, although you are going to have to get past the obstacle. Everyone has to get past on the 17th, and then possibly on the 23rd, there could also be something kind of crazy making. But that 23rd could also be something exciting with another person, so it could go either way. But definitely the 17th tests you a bit. But after that, you're definitely into really good flow with this. So it should be a beautiful time for the Scorpios to gather a lot of attention and enjoy the love and the money and the beauty in their life. Now, with Mars heading into Libra on Tuesday the 14th, for Scorpio, this is your 12th house. This is stuff that has really started to get fired up behind the scenes, behind closed doors, in private, in secret, right? And so you're going to have a lot more going on with key individuals that could be getting into that artistic project or a lot more, you know, maybe you'll go to a lot more theaters or concerts or plays or, you know, museums or whatever you do artistically. Maybe you'll get more into your spiritual practices and have a lot going on with maybe a specialist who's teaching you something, you know, spiritual. Could be romantic getaways, romantic trips. This is more secretive or private with a romantic partner behind the scenes going on there. Could be more happening at a spa, retreat, or hospital, other kind of institution with one of these key people. Either your partner's there or you're seeing a specialist yourself there. Could be a lot more research that you're doing during this time period, you know, and this could be research into anything for your clients or with your partner or any of these kind of things. So a lot more going on behind closed doors there for you and a lot of really good flow, all except for you want to watch October 21st when there is a challenge popping up, something that is going to test this. Through some news you hear or a talk, a meeting, a decision. So, yeah, everybody has to watch that date. So just keep that one in mind. Otherwise, a lot to make happen there. All right, for Sagittarius, in the week ahead, the solar energy is very active on Tuesday and Thursday, the 14th and 16th. So these are good days for Sag to show up on the career front if you're trying to get noticed, make a splash, or to get noticed by a higher up, like a boss, a director, a teacher, a mentor, a judge, a parent, whoever, right, an authority. Or it also could be a day or those 2 days where you're just pursuing a personal goal of yours. And so on Tuesday, it puts you one-on-one with somebody else at home or about real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, that kind of thing. And then on Thursday, it asks for some adjustments when it comes to the talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, puts you into a very powerful flow as far as making money or what you're doing with purchases, products, or possessions. Now, Sag, with Venus moving into Scorpio on Friday the 10th, you guys are heading into 4 weeks now that is going to bring the love, the income, the beauty, the pleasure behind closed doors. So, you know, you might be making your money through artistic pursuits or through spiritual practices or dealing with institutions or the research. Or you might be focusing Venus here on love and the clandestine getaways or affairs or trysts, the private time romantically, you know. It could be focusing on maybe you're going to have a beauty procedure done and go to an institution for that. Or maybe you'll go to an institution to adore the beauty in the world, you know. And maybe there's a lot more research going on now during this time frame. But definitely Venus wants to bring some enjoyment to these realms. There is the challenge, the obstacle to overcome on the 17th. So everyone has to work through that. And there could be. There's a wild card on the 23rd, so I'm not sure which way that's going to go for you. But the rest of the time, you're in some really good flow with this. Now, with Mars moving into Libra on Tuesday the 14th and staying there all the way until October 30th, Sag, this is going to get you fired up and busier than you've been in a couple of years with your friends, your associates, your group activities, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, gatherings, events, social, social, social for you guys. And also busy about a personal aspiration, original project, and can bring those key players into any of those scenarios for you. So there's a lot of really good alignments throughout the 7 weeks. There is that challenging day on October 21st. For Sag, bringing something up about values, being valued, income, purchases, products, possessions. So definitely watch out for that day. But otherwise, this looks really good. All right, for Capricorn, solar energy is active Tuesday and Thursday, the 14th and 16th. Those days look like you could be showing up and getting involved in some legal contracts or documents, something about travel plans or distance, something in media or marketing, educational pursuits, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So, you know, you stand out, you make it about you. And on Tuesday, this puts you one-on-one with somebody in the communications or the commerce about it. And on Thursday, there's some adaptation to make about the purchase, the income, the products or concessions in the mix. But then there is a very powerful alignment directly to you, Capricorn. So getting you straight up involved with one of those topics in flow. All right, so with Venus moving into Scorpio on Friday the 10th and staying there until October 7th, Capricorn, this is a lot more enjoyment, a lot more pleasure, and making money or falling in love and expressing the love with friends, with groups, with this online, through astrology, charities, parties, gatherings, events, in pursuit of your own aspirations, in a pursuit of your original projects. So look at ways to attract the money there or express the love or attract the love there or just enjoy yourself more. Definitely is a much more social period for the Capricorns. There is the challenge on the 17th that everybody has to get through. It's some kind of obstacle. For Capricorn, it has to do with their money, their income, their purchases, products, possessions, or something around being valued in the story. There's the wild card on the 23rd, which could go either way with the kids, the lover, the creative projects, recreation in the mix. But then you're into really good flow after that and around all that. So expect to be more social during this time frame, Cap. And then with Mars moving into Libra on Tuesday the 14th and staying there all the way until the end of October on the 30th, gosh, Capricorn, this is about your career really firing up and getting busy. Or this is about what you're doing about a personal goal in your life or with bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, and other authority figures. So you're going to have a whole lot more going on in those areas, more than you've had in the last couple of years. You're going to be more passionate, more motivated, more driven. You just have to stay out of sight, because Mars can also be combative, right? We all know that. And definitely watch October 21st when it will be the challenging day for everybody. And, you know, otherwise there's just a lot that you can make happen with your personal goals, with your career, with your authority figures, through what you're doing with partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and advocates throughout this whole period. So get ready. All right, for Aquarius, the solar energy is very active on Tuesday and Thursday in our week ahead, the 14th and 16th. And so, Aquarius, this is you physically getting more sexual in, on those days with somebody, or getting involved in a financial pursuit or something with third parties on those days. On Tuesday, it puts you one-on-one with somebody about making money or purchases, products, possessions. And on Thursday, it asks for some personal or physical adjustment from you in the story, but then puts you into something very powerful behind closed doors. Could be romantic, could be artistic, spiritual, or involve institutions or research with those financial, sexual, or third-party interests. All right, so as far as Venus moving into Scorpio on Friday the 10th and traveling there until October 7th, Aquarius, this is Venus showing up on your midheaven, really bringing love, bringing income flow, beauty, pleasure, enjoyment around your career, around your personal life goals, around your status, fame, or authority figures. So definitely should be a more pleasurable time with your parents, your boss, and people like that, and a time where you can maybe make more money when pursuing the career or dealing with these authority figures, or just set a goal about love. Everyone is going to be tested with some kind of obstacle in this on the 17th. So I would not go after it on the 17th, Aquarius, or if there is something thrown in the spokes on that day, just be aware that it was kind of meant to be there to show you, you know, where the limit is. The 23rd may bring, well, it is bringing a wild card. It could go either way. So feel that one out. Otherwise, you have a lot of really good stuff going on in the flow with this, and it should make it a much more enjoyable period. Now, as far as Mars in Libra, this starts on Tuesday the 14th and runs all the way until the end of October on the 30th. And for Aquarius, this is going to get you fired up and busier through Ninth House Matters. So you guys might be traveling to distant places or getting involved with situations at a distance. These could involve your clients, your partners, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your advocates, right? Or this could be that you're going to get way more fired up and active when it comes to media, marketing, higher education, or legal matters, ceremonies, religion, politics. And so key players getting active with them. There's a lot of really good alignments happening throughout this period, all except on October 21st when you're going to have to be careful with something behind the scenes, something maybe unexpected in the mix. And that's a challenging day. I would not push through on that day if you can avoid it. But otherwise, over these next almost 7 weeks, you've got a lot of good stuff happening there. All right, for Pisces, the solar energy is active next week on Tuesday the 14th and Thursday. So these are days for you to show up and be involved with a romantic partner or a business partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an advocate, somebody like that. Or these are days where you might be focused on your image, your brand, your name, your title, your body with one of these key individuals. So Tuesday, it just straight up is about you and them and what's going on artistically, romantically, or spiritually with them, or what's going on with the institution, the research, or possibly Pisces, the karmic balance between the two of you and why the heck you guys are, you know, in each other's life at this point. What does it all mean? Figuring something out there for some of you guys. On Thursday the 16th, there's some give and take with that person over the same topics. And then you move into this very powerful flow with them when it comes to aspirations, freedom, original projects, social situations, or the internet. All right, so Venus moving into Scorpio on Friday the 10th for Pisces. This is going to give you about 4 weeks until October 7th, where you're going to see love and income flow, beauty and pleasure showing up through travel or at a distance channel, ceremonies, religion, politics, higher education, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. So this should help. It should help, you know, attract that. It should help smooth some things out. However, everyone has an obstacle with this, some kind of challenge in the story on the 17th when there can be something you weren't expected, kind of comes in and you got to deal with a no or a limit or something there, right? By the 23rd, there's a wild card. So this could go either way. It could be exciting news or it could be shocking news, something suddenly changing. I can't tell you which way that's going to go. But again, focused on your Venus themes. But then you're into really good energy after that. So work through whatever the thing is on the 17th and then see where this all takes you. And then on Tuesday the 14th, Mars moves into Libra. Pisces, this is going to be 7 weeks of fired up energy in your sex life, in your financial life, or with if you are dealing with birth, death, divorce, or third-party situations in your life, fired up, fired up, fired up, fired up. So, you know, it's going to be here until October 30th. It is going to be about what you are making happen now, where the passion is, the fights, the motivation, the drive, and making things happen with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, and the like over, you know, your sex life, reproductive life, your financial life, or like I said, if there is a birth, a death, or a divorce that you're dealing with, you'll have a lot more going on with a key person about that, or maybe third-party stories and getting very driven about what's happening there. So most of the alignments here look really great. Looks like there's a lot that's going to be going on. You are going to have to watch October 21st when it can be a challenge, okay, and maybe in the day leading up to that. But otherwise, a lot to make happen there. So I hope everybody does well with this. I didn't really talk about what we can expect on the world stage because every now and then I just need a break from it. And we already kind of can see what's going on anyway. So so let's just focus on the good stuff we can do, right? Day to day, shine your light. I will be back next week, same time, God willing. If you guys are trying to find me to ask a question or if you want to see what the daily energy is about, I do post that on Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. You can check in with me there. I try to answer questions. Or if you're trying to book a reading, that's probably the fastest way to get to me. But I'm on all everywhere else too. So I'll try my best. All right, guys. I hope it's a good one. Here we go. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.